I'll bring it down early.
All right.
We've got so many plates spinning in the air. It's just a question of when and how it'll blow up in my face. Not if. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I usually afterwards say, she's Eva Crichton, introducing my co-host. I think you're the one person that's showing up clearly right now.
Okay.
Also, I love that the audio is skipping because we have three windows open and this PC is from 1998.
Is that a gateway?
It came in one of those smart cow boxes. Yeah. Remember when cows were cool?
Yeah.
My friend's family used that box as a coffee table probably for like 10 years.
Really? Your friends are white trash.
They had like a super nice house and like leather couches. And then like the gateway box, the computer comes in as their coffee table.
Just put it on the gateway. Yeah. Use a coaster.
Your friend's family was a frat. We are also joined today by Irina.
Hi.
I remember your last name now.
Don't say it.
Oh.
I don't care. You can say it.
I wield power over you with the threat of a last name mention.
Serious.
Yes. And I don't know how much I can say about you, mystery man in the corner.
Yeah. What's my last name?
I don't know.
I didn't think
say
so.
My name.
Jason Whitaker.
Oh.
Oh.
I did know
What's
it.
What's up?
Brave boy.
I just didn't want to blurt it out. So
no,
it's a
I don't
full,
mind.
It is a full house. We usually have two. Mm-hmm. Like I usually say Sith style. A master and apprentice. Today we have four. And not only that, we are recording live on Periscope or airing live. I don't know what Periscope does. Our dear friend and fan, Hubert Motley, I believe his name is.
Yes.
It could be Muttley, like the cartoon dog.
I would like it
Wacky
better
races.
If it was I would like it better if it was Muttley.
Yeah.
I like that last name.
It's very soothing.
Yes.
Exactly.
Muttley.
That is my Muttley laugh. And that is also me on a Sunday morning if I've had too many cigarettes. But he told us to get on Periscope a while ago. I have no idea what it is or what it does. I think it airs us live. So people are seeing the back of my head. I'm going to make this gag twice. Like a man making love to me from behind. You, they're seeing full blast, Eva.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Jugs and all.
Uh-huh.
And Arena, I think my mic is blocking your face. But if you could pull one out and be a team player.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, she teased us.
Mine aren't big enough to pull out.
What a bitch.
I have them out right now.
Yeah, nice. You do.
I'm just not in frame.
Jay's just got a ball out. Passing the waters. Just feeling Febreze.
Just kicked it out of the bottom of his pant leg.
There's some new listeners that we wanted to thank for listening. Mm-hmm. I got Mike May covered. I think Mike might have already followed and then unfollowed us on Facebook. If that's the case, then Mike May go to hell.
Oh, right. He was mad at us.
You Benedict Arnold. Well, sometimes people find you on Facebook and then, you know, they say a lot of nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking from experience because I do this with anyone that I think is above me on the entertainment totem pole. And I'm like, react to me. React to me, goddamn you. And then they don't. And I'm just like, the hell with you. I didn't really like your stuff anyhow. I just thought you were a low-hanging fruit. They're kind of like the five
low-hanging fruit
at last call where you're like, you are the most interesting. Ever met
out of these
and then
five.
She blows yeah. you off yeah you're like F you bitch it was all to plug you. I almost forgot something that I wanted to do live on air, by the way, and this has a visual element, so this will work with our little peep show camera that is recording.
I'm not gonna breastfeed from over here. I'm not doing it.
Oh,
but I just ate all the hydrox.
Why put that away?
My god, I wouldn't have eaten all those cookies if you were going to welch.
So Jay is going to show his ball then. That's the...
Just the one.
Just the one.
He lost the other and
I'm not
going to
ball feed. Yeah. I told you already.
Can I try draw a smiley face on it?
I miss my brother. No, I... This might shock you, but my podcast does not make my living. It does not pay my bills. And I do my 9-to-5 as a locksmith. Mm-hmm. And yesterday... That involved me sitting in a truck loading bay for 6 hours, cutting keys and then like stamping them with, by the way, my right hand is shot. I don't know if I'll ever masturbate again.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that your masturbate hand?
I think you'll pull
just
through.
Beads of worry sweat down my forehead since I woke up. But I was blasted by the sun for mm-hmm. 6 hours.
No.
And I walked away with what I will call the Hank Hill tan. And I didn't mention this to any of you beforehand because I wanted you to be shocked and disgusted at the actual contrast between my neck and then where my like back fat starts.
Okay.
Where they would pull the bacon off.
Are you going to show everybody else?
I'm going to show them after I show you guys, because I, what can I say? I just jump into the video medium and I'm already
and
a master of
taking
it.
Taking your shirt off.
I want you guys to walk behind and take a gander at my neck as I pull down the shirt, and then I'll show it to the camera.
Okay. Why don't you just spin around so we can all look at it at once?
All right, I'm going to put my ball back in my
okay.
pants.
Yeah. Keep it professional here. All right.
Let's be efficient.
Here you guys go.
All right.
Let
he's
me
lowering
know if you can
his
see
shirt.
Enough.
Are we get-
turning oh around? It's like 50 shades of red and white.
50 shades of red.
For the camera.
Ew.
But we forgot to tell people to hide their children. Yeah.
Hide your kids and your wife. Yeah, so I mentioned that as a goof to my mother, who immediately panicked and thought I had skin cancer.
Oh, God.
That's every, that's every day in my house with my mom.
To be fair, you just walk around topless in the backyard.
I mean, come on.
Just wearing a bath towel.
Yeah.
As if that makes it better.
Yeah. It's Greenbrier.
It's Greenbrier, baby. I also, speaking of mother, there were some great mother samples,
mother.
And I didn't cut them in time for the show, but I was thinking of you. My mom, who wants to, I don't know, she's a frustrated comedian that lives through me. I don't know how this works exactly, but she got this ad out of the paper, the Washington Post, a real paper, mind you, not something out of Detroit.
Yeah, when I picked that up to move it earlier, I was like, what is this funny stuff in my hand? I knew I was like failing at that as I was watching you.
We all.
But I still kept going.
That was like.
And it messed up my train of thought. So
that was
your
like
look the, ruined that joke. It wasn't the joke itself.
We were all watching Robin Dick Grayson's parents die on the trapeze. The whole family was just like, whoa, whoa. And then bam.
Well, I like how you say trapeze.
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 The trapeze.
How we circus folks say it.
I think that redneck tan burn actually made you classier.
So my mom pulled this ad, and I think it's for weight loss. There's a big, yeah, I don't know if she's trying to tell me she wants me around longer. Or at least if I need to drop some so that she doesn't have to get an extra special casket for me. What we call a Kentucky casket.
John, money's tight. You got to lose a few pounds, you're going to die.
So we can get just the base plywood models. And I think she giggled because it is a weight loss ad showing Leroy Amar, MD. And I thought she maybe got a kick. She's so old that maybe like the concept of a doctor named Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Kills her.
That's terrible.
And I think what got me about it, because
Leroy,
yeah, I mean, Leroy just, he looks like the father from Good Times, just sitting at a medical desk and he's bragging, I lost 13 pounds of excess weight, 3.5 inches off my waist and shaped up in just 14 days. And let's hold this up to the camera. It is one of those ads that you see in a bodybuilding magazine,
okay.
Except it maybe has like, I don't want to give it too much credit, so 1978 production values behind it. There's a guy obviously puffing out his gut, like as far as it'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were out
just
any
destroyed
further.
His organs.
Yeah, his spine would crack
yeah.
like a bow tuned too taut. And he sucks back his gut for the second pose, and then the third pose, he looks like one of the first AIDS victims. Like he's just smiley and, for lack of a better way of putting it, homosexual looking and ravaged thin. But what struck me
he
about
looks
the
happy
ad,
though.
I like that we're doing a visual gag, by yeah. the way, on a radio show. But what
yeah.
struck me so much about it, what is the Post doing putting this in its pages? This was like Woodward and Bernstein 40 years ago. And now the Washington Post in arena. Is it in the A section? Which section is that in?
This is the C section.
Okay,
the
C section.
Is that the style section or something?
Is that like the Wednesday morning
the
like
arts.
Group of strippers? Like
that's
the C section?
Yeah.
You'll see things you can't unsee.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have an ad one notch above dick pills.
Yeah.
In the Post. Like, if you look at it, it's shrunk down to the point you can't even read the print.
Yeah.
It really does look like the old, like, Charles Atlas ads from the back of a comic.
When they were, like, going in the meeting about the layout, he was like, listen, I look pretty old now. Can we use the stock photo from 1978 that I used to advertise my business
with? You know Doc Leroy's just showing up with a shoebox full of cash. The usual doctor? Hell yeah. That was the most racist thing I've ever said on the show.
Yeah, the Dr. fine print Leroy. Says it comes with
hashtag
glasses.
Hashtag Greek Lives Matter.
Right next to searching for the bones of a freed slave in D.C.
When he said Leroy, I saw that's the only side I saw. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, where's this going?
What's happening with this?
Oh, my Lord. So much chaos, but it's fun.
Jay was like, I definitely don't want my voice on this now.
I should give my
like, this is the worst episode you've done in a year. This is why I don't have four people in the studio at once. Okay, we have a bit of a smorgasbord. Mm-hmm. Is it smorgasbord or borg?
Bored, right?
Bored. I think it's bored.
I'm in for
bored. Smorgasbord sounds even more Swedish.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbordin with like eight umlauts.
Maybe I've always thought of smorgasbord, but then when you just
said
bored.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, what was that?
You said it like
smorgasbord.
You said it like it rhymes with lordis. The smorgasbord.
It's my Valley Girl accent from Ukraine. I can't help it.
Say it one more time.
Smorgasbord.
There you go. You got it.
Say it again so we can make fun of you.
I speak English, guys.
Chowder.
It's chowder.
But when you said smorgasbord, I never thought about that. And that
it
just
might
sounded
be.
Like what that was it really. That's what it really should be.
Who is that tennis player? Bjorg Bjorgen? Or
Big Bjorgen?
I don't know anything
don't
about
know tennis.
Yeah. That's...
I don't know tennis at all.
Nadal, that's all I know.
I know Kournikova.
Was it Steffi Graf?
I know her,
stabbed?
Yeah.
So sad.
Oh, I know the mean one, the little mean Irish guy. McEnroe.
John McEnroe.
Yeah.
The bitch steps up, I'm smacking the hoe.
Yeah.
What's that? House of Pain is in every white kid's DNA.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that song in 39 years, but here we go. A lot of pop crap to get to this week,
right.
Which is code for not much happened in my personal life. You saw my redneck. That's really
it. It is bored.
Is smorgasbord? Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Look at the
fact
checker.
Someone's a professional
we're
here.
We're going to call you fact bitch to keep it unprofessional.
Can you at least call me like fact fag hag or something?
Oh, not that horrible word on this show. Arena.
Hag. I know. I shouldn't call myself that.
That died too. That's like they put Robin's dog on the trapeze.
The trapeze.
The trapeze. And he also fell and died.
On the trapeze.
We got a bunch of pop culture crap to get to today. There is Donald Trump's bid to be the Republican candidate for the 2016 election?
Mm-hmm.
I do math good, some none. There is the Taylor Swift Nicki Minaj feud. A blood feud.
They're feuding.
I love that these are the two things you bring up together.
Oh, there's like four things. hold your horses, facto.
There. Oh, I like that.
Hulk Hogan, after making apparently some racially charged comments,
mm-hmm.
being scrubbed from WWE history. The Germans weren't as thorough with Hitler as the WWE was with Hulk Hogan.
They're pulling a Bill Cosby on him.
But no, Bill Cosby's still on
They took
TV
him
land.
Down in Disney.
He didn't say the N-word.
That's who? Oh, God, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you make a pretty good point.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
If you ever want to disappear and have everything you've ever worked for, that word works better than alakazam.
Yeah. drug and rape women
it's,
all you
it
want.
It is the only magic word that actually works in all of history. It's like, do you want to disappear?
Yeah.
All your true. Assets frozen. Just say no.
Oh, don't say it.
I didn't.
Good
I teased.
Boy.
Nipple.
And Nibbler.
Last and probably least, a screaming kid is shushed in a diner by the diner's owner. I doubt she's the waitress because then that story three lines in would be she was promptly fired.
Right.
And the parents of the screaming child were apologized to and now eat there free for life.
Calmed.
Yeah.
So I think the diner's owner screamed at two parents who were letting their little terror just walk around clanging pots like Bart in his terrible.
I am so great.
I am so great.
He's expressing himself. It's fine. Let him do
Everybody loves me.
I am so great.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why, you little?
All right. Well, it's a democracy, right. Sadly, for this four-way, this gross four-way of an episode.
Oh, that would be such a gross four-way, the four of us.
Well, it would just be like both of you trying to double-team Jay, and I would just be jack-cucking. Cuck-jacking in the corner, rather.
I like that all of us are equally disgusted, but somebody's, Jay's like, I'm going to just keep quiet.
Gotta film it.
Yeah. Be like, he's got more stamina than me.
Brock has that on Periscope.
That would break the internet.
Yeah.
So come on, votes. Arena, you first.
I want to talk about the last thing.
The kid.
The screaming kid.
Yeah. I have something good to add to it. That's the only reason.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm really interested.
Can I?
You vote screaming kid, then.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
Can I tell the background on it?
Oh, yes.
I read both sides, actually.
Please read.
Sounds like a little
Eva?
Joke.
What?
What are you voting
screaming
for?
Screaming kid. Let's go.
Oh, you weak-minded
What did
puss.
You want? You
Why?
Should have said it. Why didn't you say it? It's your show.
I wanted Tay-Tay.
Oh, shut up. We'll get to your girlfriend,
Tay-Tay. I was
going to
say, didn't she already say she... Did she already apologize?
I mean,
should
did.
I just ruin it? Does this is that
well,
segment
she
over now?
Well, she apologized, but no. We can explore. It's so rich. Taylor Swift is a microcosm of America. And if you all didn't see that, then your minds are small.
It's amazing.
Now back to the screaming child. Arena, you can run with this segment.
I
have to take a piss anyhow.
Here, so.
I'm going to take the iPad and the can with me.
Get out of here. Go show the viewers something.
Yes. Show them my prostate problems as I pee in little spurts. Like a clogged water slide.
Write down the time so you can edit this part out.
Clogged water slide.
That's how I pee. Aww. Like rerun from What's Happening is in the water slide. There's a reference for nobody except Hubert, because he's black, and thus I assume he knows.
Maybe Dr. Leroy knows too.
Dr. Leroy.
Who is Hubert?
Hubert's just a great guy on Twitter.
Okay.
And he has like one of those.
Because he tweeted after you
tweeted. Well, I think he has
and
like
I
a...
thought it was Jay's alias or something.
He uses like a Mad Men meme. And so it's just like a little cartoon character brother. And I, given the racial makeup of Mad Men, I was like, how was that even an option? But did he have to Photoshop that later? Like, you know, Mad Men, it should be just white as Roger Sterling or dark as the gay guinea.
Yeah.
Like that's
Sal.
Yeah, that's your, you know.
We got an Italian.
Exactly. And even he was kicked off for making things too ethnic.
Yeah.
The 60s in America.
Yeah, they were good.
Not at all like today.
Okay.
Anyhow.
You run with this segment. Build it up. Tease it.
So there was a toddler that the first story that appeared was diner owner in Maine screams at screaming child.
Okay.
And this toddler, supposedly the diner owner had said that she was screaming for a good 40 minutes.
Wow,
and
really?
She was like 20 months old. And finally she came over and said, hey, shut up, or something like that.
Hold on, I'm trying to punch it up, but like the computer crashed because I had CNN open, and CNN needs to run a movie with all of its articles.
What, do you have to fact check what I'm saying?
No, the only gag I wanted to run with is the Tyler owners. The diner's owner had a name like Melissa Neubauer Boom or something, like just really Nazi evil sounding. Oh. So it makes it, like if you just read what she said in a German accent.
Like she was like your typical looking diner owner, like hardened lady. And I mean, she like, you know, probably wasn't like the most laid back person, but
maybe tied one on the night before.
Real lunch lady-esque.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
But like, you know,
Scrabble.
Marcy's Diner in Portland, Maine.
Her name wasn't Marcy, though. I don't remember what it was.
I'll find out. Hold on.
So the mom came back and wrote a letter to the diner owner saying that they had to already have waited for like 20 minutes for table. And they were like, well, we were in a town or whatever that was really busy, a summer vacation spot. Okay. So we understood. And then it took 40 minutes for our pancakes to get there. And so finally I was feeding my child, so I wasn't going to leave. And yeah, so that was her side of the story. now. Which... you guys can bring in what...
I don't know anything about it.
Well, that's now you know everything about it. That's the mom side and the kid side.
That made the news. It's been a slow week.
Her name is Darla Neugebauer.
Neugebauer!
Exactly. Yeah. That is someone that put someone in an oven.
Oh, my God.
As someone that worked in restaurants for almost 9 years bartending and then waitressing at first.
You know, I bartended too, and I think that's why I didn't have to deal with as many screaming kids in it.
I didn't either, but when I started waitressing, and I can't tell you how many times I wanted to shush a kid, but you just can't do it. I mean, if you're
luckily you have to walk away fast enough, where it doesn't really affect you.
I mean, yeah, it's annoying, but
yeah.
I mean,
okay. Real fast, here's how the story was presented to me. The kid is in the diner, is losing his mind, or her mind. I don't care. At that age, they're all gender neutral. Just, I hate them all. Screaming. The parents apparently are making no effort to shush the little turd. And
they're probably using the Gerber method or whatever. The burger method.
Ferber.
The quiet.
We're Ferberizing. Where did we steal that from? There we go. I like how that's... probably fictitious, and we're just like,
no, it's a real thing. My friends, did it to their kid, whatever.
They shouldn't take them anywhere.
You let them cry it out. You let them cry it out. You don't like.
But we're stupid and just knew it from the movie.
But not
anyhow.
In public. You did that at night.
We might as well been
sleep
like
on their own. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
They're teaching their cat to crap in a toilet. Oh, they're jinxing it. They're Mr. Jinxing it. So Darla Neugebauer finally is like, correct me if I'm wrong on this. Shut that kid up or get out with the kid.
No, she just came right over, looked at the kid and said, shut up. And she did. And she's like, thank you. And
she talked directly to the kid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't think she talked to the parents.
Now, no, I don't know about you guys.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of you women.
The
with
parents
your,
can't comprehend anything anyways.
Your traitorous ovaries and uteruses are all on the side of the kid at the end of the day.
I'm on the side of the diner.
I'm on the side of the diner because I worked in restaurants. But
thanks for working with me on this.
I'm on the side of the public.
Oh, sorry. You wanted an argument?
Well, if I screw up the facts, you just go, uh-huh, he's right.
Then I point it out next time. I don't know. I would never do it. But this lady, she was the owner. And
I want her face instead of the 50 stars
on the flag.
Because what she did, I don't know when... it became cool, or if this has always been a thing, like once you crap out a kid, you just believe that like conveniences are still, I don't know, entitled to you. And you can put others through crap because you have a kid with you and they should just understand. But I've seen kids in movie theaters that lose their goddamn minds. And are just screaming for 10 minutes and before the parent finally sucks it up. And it's like, oh, I guess I have to miss a part of the movie because you need your insulin, baby diabetic.
What movies are you seeing with kids like in the movie theater?
It's John. He has a Pikachu phone case.
Oh, that's right. And he's dating a 12-year-old, so they can't miss a Pixar.
Whatever we were watching
her
was...
Her parents pay him to babysit her and take her to the movie.
Yeah.
It was completely kid inappropriate. I think what also struck me. You
right.
know? I think it might have been like Expendables 2 or something dumb like that. And the guy's just like, wow, the kid's so small, he won't even remember any of this. I've multiple times had kids shrieking in restaurants. Where the hell else was I in close confines? Movies more than anything will drive me nuts.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
I don't like that parents think, because a chick that was like, I used to work with her. She's a hot broad, you know. Would have liked to have sex with her. I'd like to explain that part of it.
Of course.
She has a kid now, and she was like, I would have slapped the diner owner for this. Like, she can't understand having a kid, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you understand that, like, you having a kid doesn't entitle you to just disrupt anyone because you still want your stupid pancakes from your favorite? Like, why aren't you
this
just...
This is a new thing. Like, just, my parents would have never put up... We never did anything like that.
We
and
never
I don't
went
remember.
To restaurants.
Yeah.
I remember
like,
one time...
We home most of the time.
Yeah.
I had the holy hell smacked out of me at a 7-Eleven because I was making a scene there, probably begging for like a hot dog and a cookie.
I blame cell phones and phone cameras.
I think that is, honest to God, you are onto something there. Not so much the camera part, because that's just great and it lets people masturbate the way God intended with other people watching.
No, I mean, like, if you hit your kid, if you discipline your kid in public... you're abusing them all of a sudden. That kid's been abused all the time. And
right.
I think that we are getting less and less of a tolerance for not getting every single thing our way. Like, we have become such people, and I'm talking like kind of the entire world, like even the African kids with like the fly eyes, even they're like buying stuff via eBay and then it's like dropped on them with a vulture.
We were talking about that yesterday. We're like, those kids are always covered in flies. It's not like they smell like food because they're supposed to be starving. Like, why are those flies always on those kids? Do they just pour sugar on them, like for the vid- for the commercial?
That is what the Def Leppard song is about.
That was a conversation.
Those fly kids.
It's not because of disease.
Yeah. It's
I mean, like, why are flies so into disease kids?
Yeah, you think they'd want the healthy ones. But my point is, sorry, what's up?
Well, back to the movies thing that you were mentioning. Don't they have, like, theaters or just specific showings that they only bring, you can only bring kids to, or so that thing doesn't happen?
Yeah, but there's still when people. When NAMBLA rents out the theater.
Yes, that's exactly when it happens. But I think it actually does exist, but there's still people that bring their kids to regular movies, and that's.
Yeah, because you have to understand, that's the only time available to me. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Wait the 6 months until it's on demand. Like, I don't care. We have become, in this country, and I think most other countries, so used to, oh, I don't like the person I'm dating. I'll punch another one up on Tinder. I want to buy that thing. I'll order it through my phone. Whatever food I want, it will be delivered via Grubhub. We cannot comprehend. As time and time goes on, like, just not getting everything our way. Like, the few things you can't change in your world, like, what's left? You can't change your job really with ease, and we've all become fat, and we all hate it. And we can do nothing about it. That's about it. And even the fat thing, we kind of lie with, like, our little sexy photos that we take.
Right.
So we even get to put, like, an idealized version of ourself onto the various
we
dating
We get to choose
apps.
The angle.
Yes. And you can just lie and say you're a millionaire on that, too.
Right.
So, like, there's almost nothing we can't get anymore. So to a lot of people, it's just alien. Like, why can't I bring my kid here? And the answer is, like, why are you being an asshole? Why don't you understand anyone without a kid? I don't have a kid. I have zero empathy for people with them.
I don't think anyone in this room has a kid. If I'm not. OK.
No. No, but we're all great people that haven't ruined our lives yet.
Stop. I don't think that...
I am happy.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that any of us can understand what it's like to be a parent because we're not. Yeah, you want to get
I
out
can.
Of the house.
It's longing. It's longing, and I think what happens is after a while, you just justify it to yourself. You're like, you know what? I'm sorry. They can't mind that much. And it's only because you want out of the house, like you're saying.
I think you want out of the house, and I think you're right. You numb yourself to that. And
to you, it's nothing.
Right.
It's like sleeping under a flight path.
Right.
These people are on vacation, then. They're already out of the house.
Yeah
probably, you make a good point
totally
there, too.
That is a good point.
Eva, I totally see what you're saying. Like,
none
of
us are parents.
Yeah, so like, I hate these assholes even more. They're like, ugh, I have to stay stuck in my beach house and look at all of nature's beauty, and I can't do it with my favorite pancake in my mouth? Oh, hell with them.
Her husband did used to live there and had many fond memories of that diner.
Fraulein Neugebauer.
Bastards.
She did.
True American hero.
Yeah.
She'll be on the next issue of Time.
God's work.
I saw a different story today where a parent was changing the diaper of her kid on the table at a restaurant.
I've seen that working
and
in a
that
restaurant.
Was disgusting. And somebody commented, you can only comment on this if you have a kid. I still have to eat it off that table.
Right.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were writing how it happened in other places. Have they
oh, I've seen it.
And some girl wrote that she was a waitress and the parent put a loaded diaper on a plate when they handed it back. That's against some law, like health codes.
It's got to be.
Shouldn't that woman get arrested?
It's got to be.
I one time saw a patron ask a waitress to get on all fours and be used as a changing table.
Are you kidding me?
No, thank God. All of you. Yes.
I was like, I can't believe you never told me about this.
Shut up.
And then she was forced to eat the contents of the diaper. And they only tipped 15%.
Tijuana is getting crazier and crazier.
And then the donkey put it in her mouth afterward.
The what?
The
donkey?
Donkey.
Donkey.
The donkey.
How
you say that?
Donkey.
The donkey.
Denki.
And how you say wolf. Woof.
No, wolf.
Now you're saying it different.
Well, I'd say woof, woof. But, okay, hold on. Dire wolf.
Don't even think about it.
All right, wolf.
You say wolf.
I do say wolf. Yeah. I kind of get the L in there. You traumatized wolf. Me with the way you mocked my pronunciation of rough.
One thing I do from working, my last job at a restaurant was in New York.
And the kid wasn't misbehaving, but the parents sat down and they were having their date night, but they brought like the 5-year-old kid. And the kid was just running around. It was a Monday night, so there wasn't anyone around, but they like basically expected the staff to babysit their child.
And it's all out of desperation.
Right, it is. And I don't know what that's like because I don't have a kid, but I mean,
I think
it's probably
self-control. It's the same way. I think we were all telling like our worst where we crapped stories when we had to go. It's the same thing. Like when you really have to go, you're like, is it okay to crap my pants and then kick it out of my shorts leg? Yes, in this instance it is. But it's not.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to walk by and see someone publicly defecating and then it'll be on the pavement in front of them. And like, we get it. You, in the moment, had to do that thing. But it was disgusting.
Doesn't make it right.
Yeah, it didn't bend reality around you. You're not Apocalypse. You're not Lord of this world. You're just a person that crapped there.
Maybe,
and like bringing your kid, it's almost the same.
Maybe like you were saying, people will just justify it now.
Yeah.
Maybe because like that saying, it takes a village to raise a child. They just think everyone's the village like around them.
Huh. And we've never been more fractured. I couldn't name my neighbors with a gun to my head. And
really?
I steal their mail all the time.
I know, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Neighbors.
You've lived in that house your entire life.
Yeah. And
you
I
don't
still
know your neighbors?
No. It's like,
it's weird.
I got some
nobody in my parents' neighborhood like know each other.
There's like hard-partying redneck dudes on one side, and then there's like an Asian family to my right, and the Asians
are never saying hi to you.
Oh, the one experience, this is the only time maybe I've ever had to be a hard ass with anyone. The Asian kid was learning how to drive, insert so many jokes here.
Oh my gosh.
And he took the turn to go to his driveway too hard and like clipped this little like wee fence in our yard and like mashed, you know, 3 or 4 sections of it down.
And they come over?
He knocks on the door and this is what he says. We can do a whole bit on how America's going down the tubes with this, I guess. And he's like, yeah, I'll help you clean it up.
And help me?
Yeah, he said he thought that was his gracious offer. He would help me clean up what he did. And I mean, I guess my laziness overcame my usual like, hey, c'est la vie. I was like, oh no, you'll clean it up. Like I there was nothing sugarcoated about it. That didn't sound very hard ass.
No.
Oh no.
Oh no, young man. Yeah.
I will spank you after.
I mean, I didn't miss a beat though. I was like, you clean it up and then I'll make sure it's
cleaned up. I think
that's
the way you have to be though, because the fact that he even comes over and it isn't even like offering to replace your fence and do it and just
take you're care making of a good point. Yeah. It's like, I will clean the debris. I will not, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an ugly-ass fence. I wish the kid ran down every link of it.
Yeah, you will clean it up with your car.
America's going down the tubes.
Yeah, so we can agree on that.
Yes.
And that kids are awful. And
I don't agree with that.
If you bring, yes, you do.
I love children.
If you, but you wouldn't bring them out in public like a maniac. You'd find someone to watch
I don't see
them.
A child with you right now.
Yeah.
She's in my bag.
You have them hushed in the fridge.
Yeah.
But
they're
in a car.
They're in a parka, so relax, everyone.
Yeah,
the windows are down.
She's fine. She can raise herself. She's an adult, for God's sake.
They've got the iPads. She'll order something up if she gets hungry. So, Hulk Hogan or Taylor Swift?
Tay-Tay if you want. Tay-Tay. The Hulk Hogan thing breaks my heart
too much.
Thank you.
How can a leathered man say
Jay-Tay.
Something like that?
Okay. Someone wants to be on the show again. Good for you. Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj. Beefing, son.
Bum, bum, bum.
As the kids call it, beefing. So
I don't know much about this story.
I think I know it.
Well, that's because you don't listen to NPR, so let me catch you up.
It was on NPR.
I saw it.
I caught that last minute. No.
I saw it on MTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't
Where
cable.
You hear it
first.
I like that we were able to remember the Kurt Loder days.
Yes.
1992.
The typewriter thing?
Yes. Yeah. Bum, 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 bah. And also Tabitha Soren. Where did that fire crush ever go?
She's hot now. Mm. She's still hot.
I don't remember
really?
Her. Oh, no, Kennedy. I'm thinking of Kennedy because she's
Kennedy still
a lot.
Banging.
Boy, would I throw to F. Kennedy.
She's on
Thanks
Stern
for the
a lot.
Dead air after that.
Because I was thinking of John F. Kennedy. like his head.
What did he ever do to you?
His head exploding all over you as you
Era back and to the left.
Yara.
I've been watching this show.
Very Harry.
Called The Stewards and the Hamiltons on E. It's like kind of whatever. It's one of those
George
reality.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
His son sounds just like John F. Kennedy. He's 15 and he's like in Navy school.
Yara.
And he talks like John F. Kennedy. It's the funniest thing. Because he's talking about how he might have gotten this girl pregnant and how he lost his virginity to her because she pulled him into a bathroom.
Ooh.
And like he just says the whole thing like John F. Kennedy. Nice. It's ridiculous.
Now I'll have to tune in.
I didn't era pull out.
We're Catholic. We don't
we don't era, believe me.
So Tay-Tay and Nicki.
Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj locked in a battle to the death.
I think both beautiful specimens of women.
I wish they could be locked in a bathroom.
I think Nicki Minaj is
not unlike Captain Kirk.
I think Nicki Minaj is
Spock.
Hot. Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is if you had a couple in you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Like, that would be the most fun on earth. It would be like riding a horse with your wee-wee inside it.
Yeah, just, personally, I think she would break it off. But
yeah, I think
I'd
first
give
of
it
all,
a shot.
I'm sorry, Jay, you can back me 100% on this. As a white dude, it's just hard to conceive of like Nicki Minaj being into you. Like, don't you just expect, huh, like she's just into,
I don't know,
brothers,
how I
like
that,
packing at least a 9-inch pipe bomb.
Ugh,
that's
just,
it.
Just like made me, sorry, quiver.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Are you blasting? Are the
I'm
nips going to blast
just
for the
thinking
people?
Of like a
I'm
giant.
Still thinking about how Nicki Minaj looks like Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato
Wait,
Head.
Who?
Sorry.
She does not have the best dome, but we'll get to that in a second. So, I and Eva, you can guide me through this. You want to act like you're better than this story, but you're not, and we all know it.
What?
She's like, I was here.
With me.
I was here to carve a current affairs in the Middle East.
Yeah.
What?
So
much better than this.
You're better than nothing.
Yeah.
What, this isn't George Stephanopoulos? I thought this is what yeah. I was coming to.
Yes.
So I think early this week, mm-hmm. the MTV Music Awards brought out they named their nominees for all the various...
The videos.
Yeah.
Is it
the
MTV
Moon Man?
It's MTV Video Awards.
Is that still the award? Okay.
I think so. No, it's the popcorn, right?
Popcorn
is
the
same
movie.
Thing, right? That's just what they get as
I
an
I thought they
award,
had two different
right?
shows. Oh. I thought it was
One's
the movie
a moon
and
that's
the popcorn.
Movie. I think the popcorn would be for the movie, wouldn't God. It?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
The
okay.
Moon Man is just for the videos.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I remember Sting winning a Moon Man and then just licking its anus for 15 minutes, and that was his acceptance speech.
Makes sense.
That was as real as
the
waitress.
He was still orgasming from his tantric
his
sex
tantric,
from
yes.
earlier.
He was in the middle of a tantric sex. Fully aroused, wearing nothing but a bath towel. So... Nicki Minaj had the Anaconda video released earlier this year where...
Good video.
It's fine. You see Nicki in various, like, swimsuit gear, and she's got just, like, ass and thighs like crazy, and she mm-hmm. has those implants, which, you know, good for you. If you need them, you need them.
Marvelous science.
Yeah, really. Anyone who says they don't like those, just, they're fun.
I think she has ass implants, too.
I really wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I
like,
wouldn't
that
doubt
thing
it.
Doesn't make really? Sense.
It looks like something that, yeah, like you would pay $5 at a birthday party for your kid to ride around on for a bit.
Nicki!
Nicki!
Fine, Mrs. Minaj. Her video, Anaconda, which had, I think, like, what was it 19.7 million mm-hmm. views
something
in
like
the
that.
First 24 hours on Vevo. Which is some sort of, is it like a subsection of YouTube for just music videos?
Yeah.
I know if, okay, yeah, you're watching a video, like the official licensed video on YouTube, it'll start with like the Vivo logo.
Okay.
I think they own,
yeah,
Vivo like
a
lot
a
of contracts
right.
to those major labels.
Okay, that yeah. So now. She, those are insane numbers. The video wasn't nominated for Video of the Year. And again, it's filled with like her and a couple other sisters with
yeah,
just.
It's just a bunch
donkey
of.
Donkey asses. That was
How could
you,
it
Eva?
Not be?
Yeah. What else
just
is it going to be?
Bunch of donks.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it didn't even get nominated.
Insane, insanely huge ass. Which,
I nominated it.
As a white guy.
I nominated to it.
Yeah. For me, I don't know about you, Jay. Like, I like it for the most part, but like once in a while, I think if I were dating a chick that just had a gigantic one, like Nikki, mm-hmm. like I'd all of a sudden get like this powdered wig, Louis XIV, like, oh, pardon me, that's just too much for civilized society. But most of the time, it'd probably be like fun as hell to try to like pop that Absolutely. Tire, just wail on it from behind.
Ew. I hate that term.
Pop wail on
tire.
It?
No, pop that tire.
Oh, yeah. Just hit it as hard as you can and see if you can get like a reverberation.
Like a moon bounce?
Yeah, like almost like if it were a cartoon.
Like a lower back massage.
Every link of her spine were a bar on a xylophone. So just like, just bang it that hard and then knock the wig off her.
I just pop my neck laughing at that.
So she didn't get nominated.
She didn't get nominated. Taylor Swift, when just viewed video-wise, almost has, like, the white woman answer video.
It's such a good video.
Bad Blood, it is.
It's so good.
I wish we were playing the sample of Mary Steenburgen in Step Brothers talking about Ice Ice Baby. It's such a good song. I know. That's really what we just captured there. Yeah.
The video's so good.
Can you guys tell me about the video?
It's like a little mini movie.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, it's like a mini movie.
Yeah, I forget who directed it, but it's some guy who's into... chicks kicking ass, which to me makes him like 80% gay because I'm a pig. But it shows Taylor Swift, and she's kind of like the secret agent in mm-hmm. combat next to Selena Gomez, who then betrays her and kicks her skinny white ass out the window. She lands on a car. She starts singing the song Bad Blood. She's like rebuilt almost RoboCop style.
Yeah.
And then is seen training next to a bunch of other broads, and it's supposedly a girl power video. But at least 10 of these chicks are just Victoria's Secret models. They're all skinny, tall, honky chicks.
That doesn't mean it can't be a girl power video.
Doesn't it have like famous person right now like in the video or something like that?
There's some of that. Every famous not black person, I think, is issue number one with this. But there is Mariska Hargitay, whatever the hell her Hungarian name is. She's in there. Cindy Crawford's in there. Haley Steinfeld, is that her name?
Cindy Crawford is in the video?
Yeah, she's the headmistress.
She plays headmistress.
Yeah.
Yes, and all the characters have weird little names.
Yeah. Dunham's in it smoking a cigar.
Lena Dunham looks like a dude.
No wonder video got a lot more views.
But it's awesome. You watch it and you're like, yeah!
Everyone else is dolled up and hot looking, and they could have done it with Lena Dunham. They could have put some gut tape on her and thrown on a wig.
Oh, well, then wouldn't that be real girl power if they just used
it?
It
shows
her...
girls, you have the power to look pretty and make boys like you and pay attention.
The thing is, we've already seen that Lena Dunham, so it would have been really nice had she cleaned it up a little.
I think she looks like a badass in it.
She looks like goddamn Liza Minnelli in Cabaret, like the little dude hair.
I love her.
The schnozzeroo.
Lena Dunham is just so awkward to me. I feel like they just give her like a bunch of Valium to put her in public or around other people.
I love her.
I'll say this again. I saw her in person for like hours on end, and she looks like an average chick in person. It's just on TV.
But does she like seem really like anxious and out of place around a lot of people?
Well, she was doing a book tour, and so when she was on stage, she was fine. And then when she was meeting people, she seemed genuine enough. I mean, she could work a book line.
Right.
Like, some of the people in front of us were like, we spent $800 getting our tickets, and then we didn't even get blah, blah, blah. And she turned to her publicist, was like, get their email address and all this crap so we can mail them free stuff.
Right.
And so, it's cool of her. Yeah, I don't want to blast her. It's just, I don't know. The whole point is,
She's talented as hell, but I just thought because of that, like, she had, like, some social phobia stuff. But anyway.
I mean, she invented, what was her character name, Eva? You've seen the video, like, 8 times. Everyone has a character. She was, like, Louis something or other.
Yeah, I can't
remember.
It was,
like, a dude name.
Yeah.
It was something like Louis.
And she didn't even get to, like, kick ass.
No, she
like,
was
just, like,
just
turned around in a chair
she's
and was
at
smoking
a desk
a cigar.
Smoking a cigar. Yeah,
she
with her
cool,
hair
though.
Slicked down.
She looked cool. But anyway, that video, I'm sorry, I like both videos, but Bad Blood is so much cooler. Like, Anaconda is just...
It sounds... I mean, I've seen it. It's, like, the same of...
Yeah.
It makes
sense.
It's
almost like the Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It is awesome that it's a bunch of donks, but it's not, like, a well-crafted video.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what they're there for, I guess.
Yeah.
So. It really is just an ass parade. I think that's a magazine.
No, that is a site.
Is that it? Oh, no, God, you're right. How could I forget that?
Didn't have to fact check that.
Yeah.
I didn't have to fact check that.
It's like I forgot Captain Stabbin. Yes, I've been to ass parade many a time.
So then Nikki, didn't she tweet? She tweeted something like, we need to appreciate fuller size bodies. You have to
maybe
be skinny.
All standards
I think she
of
said
beauty.
If yeah. I was like a skinny white woman or something,
then
like,
I would have gotten nominated.
Yeah, it was something like along those
and
lines.
Tay Tay kind of took it the wrong way.
Well, first of all, let's just say this objectively, because I've tried to move away from being judgmental about chicks. I've recognized that I am a dumpster fire. I am lucky that anyone touches my penis even once a year. It's pretty much sexual Christmas in my bedroom. Just even taking race and everything out of it, let's just, Taylor Swift's better looking than Nicki Minaj. But
I don't know.
But
about that. I think they're equally women need unattractive.
Women need to understand it's a binary. And I'll explain what that means. Where, yes, you might appreciate one look more. And there was a time I thought I was bigger than Taylor Swift and like, oh, a leggy blonde, who gives a crap? I'd like to now say on air I've matured. I understand the error of my ways.
I think this is twice in a row.
Yeah.
I said it last week, too.
I would behead all three of you jihadi style to sniff her ass for a split second. Like,
ew.
just a faint, just sasson of that in the air. Like when you turn a corner and you're like, are those grandmother's cookies? And you just have that mental lapse and you're
Auntie Anne's.
I would do that with like, is that Taylor's anus?
Her hair looks
all
like grandma
you.
Hair.
All of you just bloody stumps right now. Nicki Minaj doesn't have that. She's not Iman. You know what I mean? She's
right.
Not Tyra Banks. Mm. She's like 5'2" and just dump truck. But we'd bang them both, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Girls, yeah, look, you're never going to be, if you're Nicki Minaj, you're never going to be sexually pitted against Taylor Swift. And if you are, who is the guy? Who is that George Clooney running through you both? Because yeah. I'd pay to sniff him. After that happened, that's two birds.
They're both
one
completely
stone.
Different looking. Like, it's just two ends of the spectrum, you know? But I think they're both beautiful.
And that's what gets me, though. Some
right.
girl is like, oh, well, you're into that? And it's like, oh, don't get it twisted, honey. I'd screw you, too. Like, I had a friend, Mariam, a little Persian chick. And she was, like, curvy. And she one time, Nicki Minaj came up. And she's like, oh, would you? And I'm like, sure. What the heck? Throw it on. Let her ride the moon bounce.
Ride it, my pony.
And Mariam was appalled. She's like, oh, her ass is too big. Despite
too big.
The fact that Mariam would also have attacked Taylor Swift as being like a no-ass skinny white bitch.
Too small.
And so, yeah, Mariam was just like, I am the sexual Goldilocks porridge here. Like, I am right in the middle. And she couldn't
someone's
comprehend that, like, I'd be happy screwing you, be happy screwing Taylor Swift. Nicki Minaj can hold the camera, and then I pop it in her mouth, too. What the hell? Like, it's just ones and zeros. Would you or wouldn't you?
Right. My friend.
That's it.
My friend
and
says she's
watching
this.
We're taking our polls now?
She's watching this comic, and he said, the thing is, Chris D'Elia, he was saying, the thing is, guys will screw all, they want to screw all the women all the time.
I mean,
women,
not all, but
you want to screw one of the guys some of the time. Hmm. And he goes, let me show you. So he points at some girl in the audience and he goes, you. Some girl in the audience is like, whatever, I want to screw all the guys. That's not me. He goes, you. Would you screw
whore,
that
leave.
Guy? And he points at some guy in the audience and she looks over and goes, no. And he like goes to that guy and he goes, would you screw her? And the guy's like, yeah.
Oh, you get to vengeance F that bitch. That just assaulted your honor. I would either have sex with her or bury her in the sand up to her neck and then have the village throw stones at her head.
She
either one
it.
Works. Yes.
How did you just take that dark turn?
Why? You've never heard of Afghani honor?
Oh, God.
What? They're called honor killings. I like to think of them as honor maintaining.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
And now we're on a watch list.
Yeah.
Just like that. So, Taylor Swift within like, no, it gets better. I'm sorry, I forgot this. Katy Perry then weighs in because.
Oh, I didn't hear about that part.
Get this. Oh, this is really
good. Personally, she takes the lead. That's in my
book. I mean,
yep. She's hot.
Okay. Taylor Swift seems so much more cognizant of who she is and less annoying than Katy Perry. Katy Perry is just like.
Kind of bubbly,
I'm so done with being the hot girl. Look at me make goofy faces. And here's like video shorts of me acting. And I'm so funny. Just shut up and get on your knees. Girl power.
shut up and whip out your SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, just pull those huge tits out. Stop thinking you are who you aren't. And make us love you again. Signed, America.
Yeah.
No, that's Katy Perry physically, yes, she wins.
Yeah, go down more water slides.
Yeah. Just her in that Elmo shirt, which you brought up, Arena. Katy Perry, Elmo shirt.
Oh,
still.
On Sesame Street.
Oh, God. Poor Elmo, the things he saw me do to him. So
don't tickle me, John.
Katy Perry weighs in, pretty much crapping on Taylor Swift because in celeb gossip circles, bad blood is about the feud between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. Now, to me, it just sounds like a jilted breakup song.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hmm. Huh.
I think if you're going to put that much production and work into an I Hate a Fellow Celebrity song, I can't even call it bitchy. Like, my hat's off to you. Like, I've never hated anyone to that depth.
Right.
There was, like, one kid I really hated, and I used to, like, beat off in the weed that I sold him. And that's the farthest I've ever
gone. I know
gone.
Who that is.
Oh, you do? One time I had to smoke it with him. So.
Oh, God. So, like, just skip oregano. Just jerk right into it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because then it all gums together, and then you're like, look how dink
it
is.
Look at this sticky icky.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Believe me, this person deserves it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he insisted I smoke with him, and I was like, am I? And then I remembered Brody's speech from Mallrats, where he talks about stink palming, where you shove your hand in your ass and then shake someone's hand.
Mallrats?
Yeah, and their hand smells like your ass for 3 days. And T.S., his cohort, asks, well, doesn't your hand also smell like ass? And Brody replies, a small price to pay for the smiting of one's enemies. And as I smoked my own seed, that's how I thought of it.
Which is something we know you fantasize about anyways.
Well, let's be honest. How many pounds of that stuff? At this point, like, it's not like I then go after finishing into a CDC shower where they take 4 of your 10 skin layers off because you're exposed to anthrax. I do like a half-hearted, you know, happy birthday to you. I'm not finishing the song. And then I'm sitting there just eating a club sandwich.
Don't finish it.
Which is what Oprah says you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think it's 2 happy birthdays. And I'm like, done.
After you masturbate, you say happy birthday twice.
Exactly. And then
you said this was seedless.
And that's why all my food glows in a black light. So Katy Perry comes in and... I forget her exact words, and we didn't look them up because screw production values on this show.
Right.
But really weighed in on the side of Nicki Minaj and was like, I'm, you know, kind of shocked that one woman has to tear another woman down because Taylor Swift's, she, I don't think we even mentioned this, some broadcaster I am. She tweeted back to Nicki and is like, I thought we were friends, kind of like, you know, there's room for all of us, et cetera, et cetera, which is what you say when you're in the position of power.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't be like, that's right, you black bitch. That would go over like
does you wish you were white?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I have some creams that will fix that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll bleep you.
Sorry.
Prior live on the Sunset Strip over here. And so there's this little Twitter battle. And eventually Taylor Swift, who just, again, I guess is like a marketing mastermind, understands 100% what people want of her, just sucks it up and takes it. It's like, I'm sorry, I think I misunderstood everything.
Right.
Nailed it.
You're beautiful. Yeah. I think then tweeted a picture of her making a black power fist.
Yeah. But so the whole thing was so the whole thing was over Katy Perry, though. That's like originally what they made Bad Blood about. Like, that's some like
that's
gangster rap stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a pop rap rumor.
Yeah.
That the pop song is actually about the problems that Taylor Swift has with Katy Perry because they're at war. I'm sorry.
It's just a rumor.
Who
do you think's going to shoot first?
Ethnic rainbow can encompass everything now. It's really still about blondes and brunettes. What is that, 30 Rock? There's a war going on out there. That's still how America likes it.
Yeah.
Would you pick the blonde? Would you pick the brunette? Occasionally, you get an Asian curveball.
Right.
But, yeah, it's that.
But everything's all good. Tay-Tay took care of it.
Of course she did. She's a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, nothing that any of these women do, it all seems so handled.
Well, like, they have, like, teams behind them.
Yeah, somebody else wrote it.
Like, all this stuff just seems like somebody was like, we got to promote this video, getting an award or something. For some reason.
There's no way.
It's just so prestigious to get a
Taylor
main man.
Swift doesn't tweet her own tweets. She has someone that does that for her.
She might have like, oh God, I'm going to sound like I believe in Santa Claus here. I think she probably like makes a tweet and then like texts it to a team of handlers.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, it's not like Taylor Swift has like six Mickey Ultras on a Saturday night and it's just like, here's yeah. a Periscope of having, you know, speculum time.
Yeah, like when I get drunk and I send you like cat videos and stuff. Like she's not going to post that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, cat videos,
like,
I did
a shot of Sherry.
I had to introduce him.
Yeah, that's how it starts, and then
and you know, then
hey,
what's next?
Do my pecs look especially good in this tank top? I'm like, sure, Jay.
Exactly,
Jay. You look
Jay's
great.
Like,
he's the
too
term
many ciders
grooming me, but I'm willing to make that jump into that lifestyle. Jay's a handsome Dickens.
Jay's like, you want to see my real kitten video?
That's why I'm off camera.
Yeah,
couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it.
Speaking of someone who needs a little work when it comes to the social media, we can wrap up with Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster.
Oh, God.
If this, only he had some handlers.
This,
maybe Taylor Swift can tweet him. And
here's the thing. I don't
think he should. That would be great.
I don't know if handlers could have helped in this situation.
Could have helped the Hulk?
Friday morning. I believe it was Friday morning. This is an evergreen tape, by the way. You never know which Friday it was. oh, that didn't come out right. a little bit of food. Ew. Friday morning, the world awoke to see every mention of Hulk Hogan scrubbed from every WWF. I'll be in the cold ground before I call it WWE. Goddamn. The WWF, panda logo and all. Yeah. I don't care. Scrubbed from their websites.
Vanished.
I mean, like the man never existed.
Mm-hmm.
The footage of WrestleMania now just shows Andre the Giant wrestling with the air. It's terrifying.
You want a peanut?
7'4", Grenoble, France.
Hello.
And everyone's trying to put together what the
hell. I just couldn't think of a quote.
And very quickly.
My girlfriend's going to be pissed.
Oh, is she into the wrestling?
Oh, no, just Princess Bride stuff.
Princess Bride. He doesn't get Princess Bride. We've talked about it before, so he didn't get it.
It was just, my parents raised me without movies. Yeah, Princess Bride was that.
I was going to be like, you could have nailed
that. Movie I saw one time when, like, the teacher was absent and the sub didn't want to plan for Thursday
and Friday. People here. Okay?
You are, exactly. Did you fit that in between your Goonies viewings?
Yeah, we're not sons of immigrants.
Yeah, no, you're real white people. You're like indie.
Yeah,
do you want to watch the Ewok movie instead? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm watching like Greek F-Zone dancing to bouzouki music. God, how am I into women? Have you ever seen how the F-Zones dress? They're like in stockings, like women's stockings with pom-pom. Yeah.
That's how I imagine Greek men dancing.
Oh, my God.
And now we have a visual.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just saw the end of Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. You're just doing the John Corbett dance. Hulk was just erased.
Oh, Hulkster.
I mean, who would have thought a man that bleached his mustache and leathered his skin could be not so racist? Cunnilingus.
Aryan frame.
I'll just finish that with Cunnilingus.
Sure.
He was always a ladies' man.
Yeah, so he.
Well, that was the problem, and that's where.
Yeah.
So immediately, because this is the climate we live in, everyone's like, well, it's not because Hulk raped or murdered someone, because isn't OJ still in the Hall of Fame? Could be wrong on that one.
I don't know.
For the most rapes and murders.
He has two busts in the Hall of Fame. That 2,000-yard season and...
The juice!
Yes. And everyone's like, this has to be a race.
He is still in Hall of Fame.
Is he?
Yeah.
You didn't look it
up.
Now you're just lying.
I think we have a fact checker over here.
I was
looking
up Hulk Hogan IMDb.
Need to look it up. I already knew that I didn't read anything about it on Facebook.
Oh, you're looking up the full name of the Nanny movie?
Yeah, Mr. Was it?
Mr. Nanny?
Is that?
So
wrestler Nanny,
what happened? He made racist comments.
Well, here's what happened. Hulk Hogan, they somehow, I guess years after the fact, because easily 2 years ago, a video surfaced. I don't know if it was the full thing or just clips came out and they never showed the whole thing. where he was making a cuckold porn.
Okay.
It's only the buzzword of the show.
Yeah. Explanation?
He made a cuckold porn where he was banging the wife of DJ Bubba the Love Sponge. I believe with Bubba watching. Now,
wow.
I'm not condemning everyone's styles. I've had a bored night where I've whacked it to, you know, mommygoesblack.com and all sorts of smut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But to actually go through with that, with Terry Bolea or Bolela, however we actually pronounce the whole
thing. I never know how. I always say bolo, like a bolo tie.
I want to say Bolea, like tortilla.
He was in a porno?
He was putting stones, as the kids say.
I don't think the kids say that. You just say that.
to this man's wife, who's a fetching woman, in front of him. And Bubba the Love Sponge is, I don't want to say this in a hurtful way, but a fat, disgusting pig.
Okay.
And
I don't think that's going to hurt him.
The chick is really good looking. Obviously, he was just banging him because he's, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge back when that name had cachet.
Right.
And she still had to go to her friends and say, I'm having sex with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Right.
But maybe she could sugarcoat that by saying, I'm also having sex with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you get over that mental
hump. Well, Bubba
hump.
Watches.
She is, like, pretty crazy hot for him.
Yeah, yeah. Pass that around. We have.
She's got, like, she definitely looks like stripper material.
Dr. Leroy, and now it's pictures of the woman that had sex with Bubba and Hulk.
She definitely looks like Friday night, Saturday night.
Let me take a gander.
And they taped it.
They taped it.
Okay, and then what happened?
Oh, dear God.
So what happened in the tape?
Big fakes plus twos.
So
besides the putting stones.
Beyond the placement of rock,
mm-hmm.
Hulkster has a conversation with Bubba.
Okay.
Where he, talking about his daughter, Brooke,
right.
who, by the way, unequivocally would also have sex with. Again, it's a binary, people.
I get it. Binary.
He doesn't have to ask me.
Is she a giant Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Would she hold me down and scream, eat it, and then sit on my face, and I'd have no choice but to comply?
Yes.
Would you enjoy it?
Depending on the day, probably yes.
I think she's attractive.
She's a big, big woman. I mean, I would...
What do you want?
I mean, the one funny thing is, like, maybe I could get drunk and, like, put on her shoes and walk around, but then I'm afraid she would be into that and then force me to do it every time before we slept together.
Right. Because that makes sense.
Yeah. She'd always be into that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Every time.
She'd be, like, putting, you know, just drinking. She'd be holding a bottle of red wine that would look like a beer in her big hands. And she'd get drunk and mean every night and just be like, do your dance again.
You'd be crying while you did it.
John the love bitch.
And I'm just singing Orbison's In Dreams. Tears streaming down my face. In dreams. No, okay. So, sorry, that blew my throat out. I have one good note.
I mean, look at them together. The wife and
no,
the love
it's
sponge.
It's so...
Gross. It's so
it's
money
of,
related.
So what did the Hulkster say to the love sponge?
So the Hulk to the sponge said something along the lines of he didn't like that Brooke was possibly dating the black son of a black record executive. He thought maybe to advance her singing career. I should have done air quotes for that. We're on Periscope. God damn me for not carrying that out. And he used a word that isn't black to say black.
Right.
That wasn't brother.
Wasn't brother, as much as Hulk loves to say brother.
Hey, brother.
Yeah. Rhymes with a certain tiger friend of a certain honey-crazed bear
mm-hmm.
that we all grew up reading about. And
that we all grew up reading about.
And somehow, I guess that clip of the video at some point got leaked. Someone saw it. We really don't even know
right
how this got out there. And I could be wrong.
I got to read this
part. There might be like a torrent of this out there that I could just watch.
Right.
I could just watch Hulkster rail out Miss Sponge.
I got to read this part from the Daily Mail on this story.
Sure.
Yeah,
do it.
Can you find?
It says sources claim that Clem, the wife, the hot wife, was obsessed with Hogan and that she and her former husband set up the camera to film the act so she could obsessively and repetitively watch it.
Wow.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
That is a good husband.
Good. That's a good Bubba.
That's the same thing I do with Suburban Commando.
There we go. There we go.
All right.
Someone finally got IMDb to load on this Wi-Fi. So, really, really quickly, he's gone.
He's vanished.
I can't articulate.
He made two real bad decisions in that video.
I get it. We live in a climate now where if you say that, which, by the way, I'm sorry that I have more faith in the black people than everyone in the media.
Mm-hmm.
They know that sometimes people call them that. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's not even really racist people. Did that blow some minds?
It doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't make it okay.
Right.
Wait, while he was railing her, he like just screamed it
no,
out.
That's what I thought it was. No, they had a convo like off camera after. Yeah. And
why were they still recording?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, isn't that rule number one of a sex tape? Like, while you're still inside after you finish, you're like reaching for the stop button so that they don't have to see like your hairy bare ass roll off the chick.
Have any of you ever made a homemade sex tape? I'll be honest, I have. That's why I'm asking. When you watch it, it's like the most terrifying thing.
It's disgusting. I only did one time back before like iPhones were out, and so I had to do the recording on my digital camera.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Which employed like no compression on the file, so it would be like 10 seconds, 500 megs. So you could only like snap in like right for the money shot. So
it's,
I mean,
just long enough.
Oh, there's like,
I think we were trying to be sexy and like we were doing it while like handing it off to each other, and then we were actually doing the act. It was like just right in this area, and it was like stomach roll, like a labia, God knows what. It was so disgusting.
Mine is complete, like just no time for love, Dr. Jones. Like you just start the file, and it's a girl just immediately like, and then a load out, you know, from off screen just smashes her face.
I've never done that.
And then I couldn't even like film the repercussions in the towel scene because I'm like, okay, I didn't want to have to clean my little 2 gig card. To my laptop's hard drive, so this is what we could fit. just 5 seconds of Jodie Foster and Silence of the Lambs. Nah! Mig said he could smell your what?
Yeah, I would never have said that to you.
I cannot. Yeah, so Hulkster, for saying these words, which you shouldn't say.
Nope.
But let's just, can I put this out there? There's a different weight to it between dropping this word maybe even 8 years ago, where I'm sorry, Hulk Hogan looks like he's trying to be Hitler Youth and he's an old man. So again, pardon as moi that he is not completely 1000% down with interracial dating.
Right.
Like, I love how we have foisted the values of a generation. Like, Hulk Hogan is like, what, 55 or some crap?
No, he's got to be older than that.
I don't know, but
like, his childhood was black people getting sprayed with hoses because they're trying to go to the same school, and now he's getting hung out to dry.
Apparently, Dennis Rodman's coming out and defending him, saying he's not a racist.
Yeah, look, this is what racism is to me, real fast.
He's like, 61.
Harboring real hate in your heart, like unequivocal hate.
Right.
If you're in a position of power, like keeping down, like if I went out of my way and I was like, any black person that wants to be on the show, that's a no-go. They just, that would be racist.
Right. Yeah.
The thing is, no black person wants to be on this show. Who can blame them?
Or listen,
new wife is pretty hot.
Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one that looks like Brooke, as
whatever
everyone says.
I don't think she does. I think
she's just
like
a
totally
blonde,
different.
But everyone's just like, they look alike.
And they both have hot bodies. Anyways.
To me, that's racist. There's a bit, I think, that Snoop Dogg did in the ring with Hogan. Like, if Hogan was like, you know what? I don't want to work with one of those.
Right.
Get me Robert Van Winkle instead, or Everlast. I know we can't get Eminem for this. That would be racist.
Right.
How could he be racist? He's not even white with that skin.
What is he, like Portuguese or Italian or some crap?
I have no
Native
idea.
American.
He's a little swarthy, if I do say so. I don't know. Maybe I'm oversimplifying. Like, we have gotten to this point where we're just like, is there this iota of racist thought? Oh my God, is that then we have to scour him from the record books? And I get it. The WWE everyone's bringing up, it's a publicly traded company, blah, 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 stockholders, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but why are we in a climate Why are we here? Why do we so, like, it's so knee-jerk for us now to just be like, oh, he screwed up. Here comes the weight of the world coming down on this man.
The crazy it's all thing gone. Is, that video was leaked 3 years ago. It says,
yeah, that's why.
Internet.
Yeah, that's why this is wow. puzzling to me.
Oh, sorry, my like,
but he is like
beanbag is getting pinched by my boxers.
So bad. Now no, it's finally on Facebook, so people are like actually talking about
right,
it.
Maybe right. they're watching it through. I don't get it, but it. We have become as a culture completely cool with, oh, this person said this one thing one time, they are gone forever, and it's because it's just modern day. I don't want to say like lynch mobs because that would be racially flippant, whatever we want to say. But it's like torching Frankenstein or killing the witches. It's the same mentality. And we think it's cool now because we're not killing anyone and we're doing it via the internet so that no one's blood is on anyone's hands. But we're still going out there. We're still ganging up. 2 weeks from now, no one will care about this.
It is trending to, like, just when anything like this happens, they just destroy the person. Like, they just obliterate them. It's
demolished.
It's been, yeah. Right. It's hey, been trending, chick, like, a lot. I understand it's terrible, but people get really into it. Like, they just dedicate themselves. To
yeah.
I'm not done until, like, he's erased.
Right. Oh, Hulk. And
it's just sad.
There was this chick. Her name is Tommy Lahren. And she came out with this video.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. She's like what a Fox News wannabe, but she's not pretty enough.
Oh,
to
is this
on
the
there.
One that like made the rounds in conservative circles
she
recently?
She just blocked me because I called her.
You can't say it on air,
yeah.
probably then.
So she's just like talking about everything and anything now. And she was talking about how the problem with the Chattanooga shooting is we need to go over there and bomb the Middle East, even though we what? Dropped like 5,000 bombs on them, I think. But that's her solution. And nobody's like, they're like promoting her now on Fox News. So how is that different than?
Than what?
I mean, I'm not, I don't know. Like, you can't even say you defend Hulk Hogan if you're white. It's like you're automatically racist then.
Yeah, yeah. No, I will yeah. agree with that much.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's wrong.
But you're right. Like, he
I don't
said
defend
something
him. I just,
stupid. He probably yeah. hit his head a whole bunch in that ring.
He right. Look at him.
Like, he just put stones to a chick. He probably felt like he was in a safe place.
Yeah, exactly. You've drained your balls in a guy's wife.
Yeah.
And then you're having a heart-to-heart with him.
About your daughter.
Yeah, do you really? This is a man, again, I think the filter is off after you sexually complete inside a man's wife. Like, that's... You've broken through a taboo 10 times the taboo of dropping the N-bomb in front of a guy.
Hmm.
You just came inside his wife.
Ew.
I don't think he's minding his language after that.
Your tan sperm is splattered on her.
If I, yeah, Jay, if I just banged your chick in front of you, after that, I might say a thing or two about Puerto Ricans and not think twice. Yeah, right. Like, we're okay.
Should be pretty open.
Yeah. Like, I would be shocked if I did, and you're just like, get out.
This is too far, John.
I'm calling Fairfax.
She's immediately, yeah, she immediately draws the blanket over her bosom and is like, what did you just say?
You monster.
Yeah. How dare you?
I can't believe I let you put in my poop shoot.
I'm 164th. Oh, look. He said bad stuff. No one advocates screaming the N-bomb, really, in any context. It's a hateful word.
It is.
Don't say it to people if you're angry with them, regardless of their race. As funny as it is to say it to an Irishman, don't do that.
It really, like,
you do it to me
should...
every day.
Well, I call you that, but I call you the white that. And that makes it safe.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to stop using that word. Like, if rappers stop using it, it'll go away. Eventually, it'll take a long time, but it'll go away.
I'm so sick of, like, uncensored sites that will like still put like N star 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 A or star 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 ER. Like, as I always say, like, it's Voldemort's name. Like, it just gives it such absurd power.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, look, I get
there's no way to take away the power from that word, though. It's
okay, here's the perfect way to take away the power of that word. It's a word. And I say that, like, because 99% of the black people I've ever dealt with in my life, like, I've seen it said in front of them, not out of my mouth either. Or they'll discuss it with me once in a while if we're like bored when playing video games. They're like, it's a word. Like, if I were black, I would be so much more offended that the world thinks I need to be shielded from this word than just like, okay, it slips out.
You're right.
People
if
say
we all...
it. Sometimes people have racist thoughts. Like, I'm sorry that Hulk Hogan isn't, you know, singing
if
Kumbaya.
If we could all be rational, like, then it would be fine.
Yeah.
But that's not the world we live in.
Yeah,
and...
like, while Brooke has a pan-racial gangbang.
Like, I mean, just to completely erase him, though, like... It's like he never even worked for them.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even just, explored the silliness
of that. Right.
Which, like, first of all, look at the WWE fan base. If
he
anything,
pretty much
he's
put them on the map.
He's just endeared himself to them.
Yeah.
But more than that, you 100% said it. Like, the WWF was a new thing, and Hulk Hogan was its swinging dick. I mean, that's like. Honest to God, like
he was hot when I was young. I remember having a crush on him when I was like a little kid.
Oh, you're gross. Oh. Get out right
when
now.
I was like a little kid, like that was he was blonde and tan and muscly, and I remember like that's what you're supposed to like.
To me, it's as ridiculous as like we heard Jimmy Page making fun of Native Americans, and now Rolling Stone and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are going to pretend that Led Zeppelin never existed.
Right.
I mean, who are you fooling? We get it. Just say.
Are
look,
they taking you
that's
prestigious
not cool.
WWE
Don't do it again.
Awards?
Yeah, I mean, all the belts are gone.
His feather boas.
They're taking his tan.
Yeah, scraping it off.
Everyone, and that's just the sad thing. Like everyone gets how bad it is. Hulk gets it, and like couldn't have given a bigger apology about it. Like. Can't we just leave it at that? Like, we all are slowly
obviously,
learning it's bad.
Obviously, we can't.
In 50 years, I do think people won't really freak out about that word. It'll be resolved one way or the other.
You know what's racist?
Let's evolve. Let's
Bill
get toward
Cosby
that.
Still hasn't apologized for raping all those women.
I don't know. Yeah, his show is still on TV Land.
Is
last
it?
I heard. Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah.
It
and
was
people.
A good show, though,
I love how.
Honest.
I think your friend Lydia, by the way, and we'll wrap up with this, your conservative pal, like hit me up on Twitter. She's like, why is the Dukes of Hazzard off and Bill Cosby still on? As if like the liberals that run the media are completely cool with this black racist or I'm sorry, this black rapist. But like the Duke boys having the General Lee that had to go. I'm like, they have too many holes in their programming.
Yeah,
if they can't
I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what the program director.
You can't just run Golden Girls all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's on Hallmark, I believe. Look at me pulling that one out.
Oh,
of the
I do
old,
love the Golden Girls.
The old AH.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay. Well, we somehow got through that. Kudos to us.
Yeah.
Eva Crickson.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arena Dubitsky.
Davinsky.
Ah, close. Oh, yeah. Dubitsky's my girlfriend's name.
Oh, maybe
Thank
we're related.
You. No, she's Polish. Her people did bad things to your people about 50 years ago.
Which history did you learn?
I don't know. This is such a bad outro. How did all energy... I think all of us just need to pee after the amount
really
of coffee.
I really have to pee.
And my underwear has been, like, crushing my sack the last 30 minutes. All like, right. I shifted and all blood ran
okay,
to it.
Okay, okay.
You got some bad blood in there?
Yeah.
And I'm Taylor Jason Swift's Whitaker.
Jason Whitaker. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone, plug your handles.
At Pete Maybe on Twitter.
At Pete Maybe. Stay with that one. You're going to get a whole three listeners. Pedro Maybeo.
at Orchard Eva on Twitter.
Arena.
At Mile High Jew.
There you go. And I am John Papagiorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is the show's Facebook page. In papasbasement.com, the show's website. Go there for my writing as well as every episode we've ever done so you can binge listen.
Binge listen.
And yeah, that's it. We somehow made it through. And I hope our first Periscope show is a success. How great would it be? If this went to
working?
Like its screensaver after 1 minute of being open and just locked and frozen. I want nothing more. All right.
Just our luck.
Till the next one.
Later.
We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go.
I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.